51. To Apollon Nikolaevich Mykov. Dresden. October the 16th, 28th, 1869. The greater part of the letter deals with a business misunderstanding with the staff of the Tsaria. What am I to do now? When shall I get my money now? Why does he, Kashpirov, the editor of the Tsaria, wait for my telegram and request me to return to him the letter of exchange? Then I shall send you the money in the course of post, he said, instead of sending me now, directly, the second instalment of 75 rubles, which was due 10 days ago. Does he think that the letter in which I describe my destitute condition was a piece of fine writing and nothing more? How can I work when I am hungry and had to pawn my very pantaloons to get the 2 thalers for the telegram? The devil take me and my hunger. But she, my wife, who now is suckling her infant, she had to go herself to the pawn shop and pledge her last warm woolen garment. And it has been snowing here for the last 2 days. I'm not lying, look at the newspapers. How easily may she catch cold? Isn't he capable of understanding, then, that I am ashamed of telling him all these things? And it's nothing like the whole of them, either. There are other things of which I'm ashamed. We haven't yet paid either the midwife or the landlady. And all these vexations must fall upon her precisely in the first month after her accouchement. Doesn't he see that it's not only me, but my wife whom he insults by taking my letter so frivolously, for I told him of my wife's great need? Indeed, he has grossly insulted me. Perhaps he may say, confound him and his poverty. He must plead and not demand, for I am not bound to pay him his fee in advance. Can't he understand that by his favourable answer to my first letter he did bind me? Why did I turn to him with my request for 200 rubles and not to Katkov? Only and solely because I believed that I should get the money sooner from him than from Katkov, whom I did not wish to trouble. If I had written to Katkov, then the money would have been in my hands at least a week ago. But I did not. Why? Because he, Kashpirov, had bound me by his answer. Consequently, he has no right to say that he confounds me in my poverty, and that it's an impertinence in me to urge him to make haste. But of course he will say that he has nothing to do with it, and that I'm impertinent. Of course he'll say he has done all that lay in his power, that he sent off the letter of exchange in the course of post, that he is nowise to blame, that there is a misunderstanding, and so forth. By God, he really believes that he's right. Can he not see, then, that it's unforgivable to leave my despairing letter, in which I told him that through his negligence I had been so long penniless, to leave it unanswered for 12 days? Yes, for 12 days, I am not telling a lie. I still have the envelope with the postmark intact. It's unheard of, not to reply for 6 days to a telegram that he himself made me send, when a letter would have taken only 4 days. Such negligence is unpardonable. Insulting! It is a personal offence. For I had told him about my wife and her accouchement. He had bound himself to me in advance by making it seem superfluous that I should apply to Katkov. It is a serious personal offence. He requests me to explain by telegram what my first telegram meant, and adds, of course, at my expense. Doesn't he know, then, that an unstamped telegram is accepted nowhere, and that consequently I must have 2 thalers before I can send one? After all my letters, is he unable to divine that it's possible I may not have those 2 thalers? It is the thoughtlessness of a man who cares nothing for his fellow's perplexity. And then they demand of me lucid art, effortless and untroubled poetry, and point me to Turgenev and Goncharov. If they but knew the conditions under which I have to work...